Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
I'm thriving. I'm ready. I'm ready to take on the world.
Awesome.
I have been sort of trying to figure out whether I should become militant or not, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm starting to think that this society just needs more people who are committed to making a difference, to making a change, to just not sort of pull back from the challenges that this society presents.
Cool. Well, I think we need more people speaking out, and I know that in many places, natural foods are under attack. People are saying, the governments are regulating things, and the small manufacturers are being squeezed. The large manufacturers are pouring a lot of money into supporting those governments, I think. And the results are, of course, skyrocketing heart disease and cancer, obesity. It's not a good situation. So I totally agree with you.
Yeah, I believe that. The more I think about it, it's the lobby. You know, it's the lobbying of the big business. And they have figured out how to squeeze the small business out of the picture. And that's through regulation. You know, when you create an administrative overhead that requires an entire employee devoted just to keep up with the bureaucracy, you know, like the paperwork that's needed to, like in the health business, I'm supposed to now keep track of every batch of things that we send out. I'm supposed to know the database of all of my customers and all of my ingredients. So just in case somebody decides to visit me and tell me, please recall everything that contains L-tryptophan, I need to know which products it's in, and I need to know who I sold it to in the last year, and I need to be able to contact them and tell them, oh, by the way, this is something that I need you to return. Well, to keep that sort of thing up is going to take so much time that I won't have time to do anything else, pretty much.
Right, right.
So it's that beautiful picture. But anyway, I wanted to just put a plug in for people to not take it sitting down, to stand up and say, you know what, this is not what we want, this is not what we signed up for. We need to support the type of businesses that are delivering foods that are healthful, that are whole, and that are supporting holistic health.
Yeah, and you know, as I'm listening to you, Martin, I'm reminded of one of my favorite movies, which was V for Vendetta. And it was a story about this futuristic English society that was basically a dictatorship, and this one man that stood up. And one of the things that he said was that the people should not be afraid of the government should be afraid of the people. And throughout the whole movie, one of the themes that he talked about was, you know, everybody knew what was going on, but nobody stood up and said anything about it. And he said, you know, the situation that we've got ourselves into is the fault not of the government, but of the people. And it's incumbent upon the people to stand up and be counted and say what they think. And what's interesting is just the other day in my local newspaper, the government canceled the building of a certain like prison facility in a city because they had so many citizens show up and say that wasn't what we wanted. And so oftentimes I think we think that they don't listen, and yet when we do stand up and let our voices be heard, we can affect some of the changes that we want to hear. So I really think that what you're talking about is very, very important.
Right. Yes, we definitely need to raise our voices. So I want to, for instance, advocate for changing these RDAs. In our last podcast, we talked about how pathetically low the RDA for iodine is.
Yes.
And, so let's talk about how you know that you're iodine deficient.
How would I know if I'm iodine deficient?
So first is the visual signs. We mentioned that, swollen neck, goiter. It's to the sides of the Adam's apple. That's one. The second thing is you would have probably thinning hair and probably widely spaced teeth. That's from, when you were deficient from childhood on. And you will probably have mental retardation, or at least you won't be as smart as you might have been. That's still a chance to improve on it if you start supplementing correctly. And then, something that's immediate will be fatigue. You'll start getting underactive thyroid, so you'll be feeling tired. So when you start supplementing the iodine, if you are iodine deficient, and of course 90% of Americans are, then supplementing with iodine is probably going to get you some energy.
Right, interesting. And we talked about the best, one of the ways to take it aside from, eating a lot of kelp and seafood type products is putting on that Lugol's solution, that 2-square-inch patch of bright red or purple, and seeing if it is absorbed into the skin overnight. And if it is, then you need to put on some more until it stops.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. So that's that, fatigue. The next one, of course, thyroid disease. You either get Hashimoto's or Graves' disease, which is that autoimmune. Either you have overactive or underactive thyroid, depending on which that is.
Right.
And, of course, overactive thyroid, that makes you, eyes will start bugging out, these sort of eyeballs that are sticking way out front. And, being hyperactive. And it has a nice benefit. You don't get fat because your metabolism is all cranked up. So you can eat just about anything you want. But...
Well, that's important because in our society, they actually keep moving up what obesity is because so many people are obese.
Oh, yeah, right.
What used to be obese in the 1950s is now considered, normal, and what would have been gross in 1950 is now considered obese.
Right.
And also, overweight.
Yeah, I actually saw that in sizing of clothing. They have actually relaxed the clothing size. Right now, size 12 is what used to be called size 16.
Oh.
So you can say, oh, I'm still wearing size 12. Well, that's that's a 2010 size 12. It used to be called size 16 in 1980.
Huh.
Anyway, poor digestion, okay?
Yeah.
Stomach, salivary glands. If they can't uptake iodine, you don't produce enough stomach acid, and you will suffer from heartburn, and you will need to be eating more carefully, or you'll be tempted to take antacids and nasty. But in women, breasts and well, actually, it's the cyst, the fibrocystic disease. So you will have breasts either, cysts in breasts or even on your skin. Mm. Or you will have ovarian cysts. So all of that is caused, again, by iodine deficiency. And this is nasty. So not only do you get the PMS, you actually get these painful cysts on top of it. And then once you get pregnant, you can't carry your pregnancy to term. And once you have your child, if you don't give him enough iodine, you will raise a child that's way less smarter than he might have been. So that's the dementia, right? Here's another one, glaucoma. Okay? Very, very popular problem for aging people. And you can prevent it by having sufficient iodine. Actually, here's another interesting thing. Your thyroid will will hog, or what's the word, will steal and monopolize the iodine that's in your body at the expense of your reproductive organs, because thyroid's looking after the metabolism, so it's required to keep running the engine. So, you know, the sex organs, that's something that, that you can go without. You know, you can't go without the metabolism for more than a few hours. So it'll steal the iodine and cause deficiency, so that, you know, in 20 years, you as a man will have prostate cancer, as a woman you will have breast cancer or ovarian cancer. So that's what that looks like, 25 years of iodine deficiency. And that's quite nasty. I mean, could we not have a little more information about it? Could we not be told this stuff? Why is it that we're having to fight to be able to display this information and tell you about it?
Well, that's a really good question. And I suspect because there's more money in trying to cure you of it than there is in prevention.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, exactly. The pharmaceutical industry, with its distribution system headed by the health insurance companies and served by the doctors that are working for that, is only interested in managed care. They're not really interested in healing you. They're interested in treating you. Mm-hmm. Big difference between treatment and reversal of illness, right?
Yeah.
I need you just enough. I need you in just enough pain to keep coming back, but not too much so you can keep working.
Yeah.
So how about this? Iodine has been used successfully in treating headaches, keloid formation, did you know about the Peyronie's structure contractures? Have you ever heard of that?
No. I've never heard of that.
Peyronie's is a curious little illness. It affects men, and what that does, it causes the penis to, when erect, goes to the side. It becomes hooked instead of straight.
Oh.
And it, you know, for some guys, it's a really embarrassing problem. But, yeah, it's iodine deficiency. You can deal with that. And the other contracture is the finger contracture. Have you heard of trigger finger?
No.
Yeah, that's the other thing where the tendons in your hand are shortened, so that it causes the finger to permanently stay bent. And typically, it happens with the pinky or the ring finger, and they are like the trigger finger. You know, they're always in that position as if you were wanting to fire a gun.
Wow.
So those things are treated by iodine. Imagine that.
Huh. So yeah, if you got any of that going on.
Yeah. Now, a friend of mine back in 1981 had that. What do you suppose they treated it with?
Surgery.
Yes, that's right, surgery.
Yeah, just cut it off, stretch it out, put it back together.
Yes, exactly. But you could have prevented it with a bit of iodine.
Yeah, a friend of mine recently had surgery on one of his fingers, but that was because he was snowboarding and he fell a certain way and he broke the ring finger lengthwise on one of the bones twice. So they had to open it up and they had to put three little pins in to push the hold the bone back together. And now he's going to physiotherapy to help him move his bone and everything else. And I think that's a really good use of the medical system, where you do something and, you know, you really need to go in there and actually physically reconstruct it and some, you know, reinforce it or whatever.
Well, absolutely. You know, like when I'm smashed up on the side of the road, I certainly don't want a massage therapist to try and put me back together.
Yeah. That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm completely grateful for the medical system, because it's capable of saving people from catastrophic situations. But the point is, we don't need to be in 90% of these catastrophic situations. I mean, yes, they can save me from a heart attack because I'm crashing somewhere in an emergency room, and they can hit me with electricity, and they can pump me full of useful drugs that will prevent my untimely demise. But what about the 25 or 30 years that they didn't help me to not get that heart attack in the first place?
That's right. So, yeah, if you're in a car and you're in an accident, great. But if you're having something that's life-threatening because your lifestyle is such, you know, and when you have all of the advertising, like people like McDonald's do, and all the marketing that goes on, it has a huge impact on our behaviors and how, you know, influences us and our decisions and everything else. And I think sometimes people don't realize that, and it's kind of like, you know, the advertising. No longer can you advertise, say, for smoking, right?
Right.
And, you know, but there's no difference, you know, when you think about it, between smoking advertising and advertising, you know, greasy fried chicken.
Right. No, it's going to kill you. Maybe just a wee bit slower, but not much.
Yeah. And because we all eat, not all, but because so many people eat chicken different ways, it's a food staple, no one thinks about the ramifications of it.
That's right. Yes. It's a serious problem. So, there goes my rant about iodine. There are so many areas this is involved in. It's involved in metabolism. So that means that your weight management, if you're putting on too much weight, you will probably need iodine as well as magnesium, as well as more enzymes, as well as this and that. But, you know, it's the deficiencies of your food that are causing it. And iodine is right up there. If you're suffering from PMS, if you're suffering from miscarriages, those are sure bets. What else can we point at, right? Well, if you're dying of prostate cancer, well, you know, you could at least start taking iodine now. Mm-hmm. But maybe you should. Well, maybe you should have started 25 years back.
Well, I just wanted to mention a few comments that some of the readers on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website have written in and told us about the impact of iodine. And one was from Lonnie from Tallahassee, Florida, and she said, "Iodine is my drug of choice. I use it for everything. I raised my kids and now my grandkids on iodine. My son was due to have his tonsils removed, and I decided to paint his tonsils, and he has never had any more problems with his throat. I took a spray bottle, poured some iodine into the bottle, sprayed his tonsils. As you may know, iodine dries quickly, so he didn't really swallow any. It worked within 24 hours after spraying the throat. I've done it for my sore throat, and it clears up right away." There was another one I wanted to, because we talked in our last podcast, and very briefly this time mentioned Lugol's iodine. And this Michael from Arizona wrote us and said, "I have used Lugol's internally for years." And there's the thing, right? He's been using it for years. "My wife had a major bladder infection and had two bios performed and all kinds of drugs prescribed, including a doctor stating we were passing a virus through sex back and forth. I refused to take the chemicals. Finally, she wanted to try the Lugol's and within 2 weeks began to walk with no pain. I placed it in the water containers of my two dogs. My 3-pound, 10-year-old dog became alive once again. I feel it killed all the worms in her that were bleeding her of energy. I believe in Lugol's for everything." And he says, "I give it away to people who are really ill or sick." So, you know, it's we don't want to say it's like a cure-all, but when everyone is really deficient in it, I mean, it's like if you're in the Sahara Desert, you know, for 3 weeks and you haven't had a drop of water and some guy comes along and gives you a bucket, like, you know, it's going to have a huge impact on how you're feeling, right?
Yes. So, there was this other story that I had in the... are you still there, Scott?
I am.
I'm sorry. I was just watching my computer across the room shut itself off, and I'm thinking, uh-oh, is this a room-wide shutdown? Anyway.
We're still on the air, Martin. Yeah. They're trying to close you down.
I know.
But they can't get us.
Yeah, they want to come and get me for the ranting I put out. there was this other story of this 90-plus-year-old man who had enlarged prostate and high PSA counts and whatnot, and we put him on the sea plant mineral, you know, the super nutrient sea plant mineral, just $17 a month in supplementation. And the numbers started going down pretty quick, and he started to have a much better peeing experience, which for many men is really frustrating because it's actually about a third of the population in their 45-plus or 50-year-plus that have an enlarged prostate and cannot really urinate successfully, or at least satisfactorily.
Yeah, well, I remember once going into the men's room, and my dad went in with me, and my son went in with me at the same time, and we're all standing there. Oh, no, actually, that's not true. My dad and my son went in. I didn't. And when my dad comes out, he looks at me, and he says, oh, to be able to pee like that again.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
16-year-old kid. And
yeah, it just runs.
80-year-old guy.
Free, right?
It was just like a fire hose.
Yeah, exactly.
He was so impressed.
Yeah. So obviously your dad has got an enlarged prostate, and taking iodine, maybe you'll be calling him right after we're done talking, calling him dad, you should get some iodine.
Yeah, yeah. So, Martin, what about some of the autoimmune type disorders like lupus or fibromyalgia or there's another one I'm thinking of. It'll come to me later.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah,
you know,
those sort of things. Would painting where you've got the aches and pains with iodine, would that help? Or just making sure that you've got enough iodine, would that help?
Well, I really do prefer the natural stuff, and I would recommend it to people that they simply get themselves on something like the Exula Superfoods or at least on the like topically everything spray-on magnesium with iodine. I would rather see that than just painting it with Lugol's, but even that is better than nothing.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
yes, it will absolutely will help.
Okay. The reason I think I'm stuck on Lugol's because it's such a visual thing, right? It's like you can see, and there's so much of the stuff that we do that it seems like it has to be almost on faith, or you have to be really aware to see the differences, and
right.
That's such a visual thing.
Sure. Well, it works. Yes. Go tell everyone.
Go take the iodine to the mountaintops, right?
Yeah. Go tell it on the mountain. So anyway, the code to get the discount for all of these iodine products at Life Enthusiast Co-op's website is IOD27. And folks, you get 10% off of that whole category.
Awesome. Great. Well, Martin, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day to share this exciting information with our listeners. I know they really appreciate it. And if they wanted to talk to you in more detail, maybe about specific issues that they've got, how could they get a hold of you?
Oh, please call us, 1-866-543-3388, or directly on my desk. There's a phone line, 775-299-4661. Or just go online and read, www.life-enthusiast.com. We're making our way through the health education section, and there are about 10 pages all about iodine. So if you want some serious, well-researched information that you might need to take to your doctor because he wants to argue with you that he needs to cut your hand open to straighten it instead of just adding iodine to your diet, it's all there.
Nice. And yeah, there's lots of information, and everything that we talk about, you can see more facts and figures and everything else, get the information in way more detail, because you know, obviously in the short time that we've got, we can just really expose everybody to this wonderful information. It's a great resource. Really recommend that you head over there. And if you enjoyed this particular episode and you want to hear more of our podcast episodes, you can go over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. And there's well over 100 shows there that are archived, and we're working on our second 100.
Yes.
And we're just having a great time doing it. We're glad you're along for the ride. And on that page as well, you can certainly leave comments, give us some feedback, and any questions that you may have, and we'll address them in future podcast episodes for sure.
Exactly. So, there we are, at the end of yet another episode. Thank you very much for listening. This is Martin for Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening.